Hey guys, welcome back to the Far Better Podcast. I am your host, Michael Clark, and today we're giving our text takeaways for the church at Sardis. I grew up going to Sardis Lake Christian Camp, and so it's always kind of funny to me when I talk about Sardis in the Bible because I only ever visualize a campground. And yet at the same time, there's something to be said about church camps being a wonderful place for there to be fellowship, faith building, and the opportunity to get to know each other in a way that grows your understanding of God's people beyond just your youth group, beyond just your local congregation. The name Sardis Lake Christian Camp has become synonymous with the city of Sardis for me, and it reminds me of our first text takeaway. Be aware that your name is known. And think about this, because when you look at the city of Sardis, even though they were the dead church, you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Their name was known, but really that's the problem for us. People know who you are, whether you realize it or I realize it or not. People know us. Now, it may be good things that they know about us. And unfortunately for the city of Sardis, the majority of what was quote unquote known was that they had a wonderful name as a congregation. That's the Sardis Church of Christ. That's the brethren that meet at Sardis. But their name did not measure up to their actual name, the name that would be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, or in this case, could be blotted out. That's the first text takeaway I want you to think about with the church at Sardis, is be aware that your name is known by God. And either it's written in his book or it's not. Second text takeaway. Be reminded that God knows who we really are. Remember, we talked about God sees all, Psalm 139. He knows all, Psalm 147.5. And he can do all, Psalm 115.3. Which means he can figure out whether you are who you say you are or not. Yes, your name is known. That's what we just got through talking about. But this is where it needs to be understood. You can fool people, but you can't fool God. He knows. You and I have a responsibility to not hide him away from our friends, our family. And when we try to live a life that is anything other than a Christian life, we're trying to hide God from the world. And God really knows who we are. But there's the other side of this that isn't just going to school or work and pretending to not be a Christian for a time. The other side of this is, what about those who go to church? They're active in the Bible classes. They're active in, even maybe they help with sermons. Maybe they do certain things that they are trying as much as possible to help people. But in reality, they are nowhere near what God would have them to be. Is that a problem? Yeah, it's a problem. Does it happen? Yes, it happens. You can't fool God. That's the second text takeaway. If I said something different a minute ago, forgive me. Number three. You and I should not hold to the material over the spiritual. Being more concerned with externals than spiritual. And I want to talk about some ways that this happens that are going to be a little uncomfortable for us maybe, but we need to talk about them. this is a work, the Scattered Abroad Network of the Memphis School of Preaching, and as such, it's a good opportunity for us to talk about trying to find more preachers. And so if you're a man listening to this, this part is specific to you, but also if you're a woman and you're married and your husband maybe has had a desire and he wants to preach, this section can also be for you too. Holding to the material over the spiritual is something that unfortunately we have a lot of people doing today, and there are ways that we do it that we may not even realize it. Let me give you an example. I can't be a preacher because I'm worried about our financial well-being. Is it true that some preachers are not paid very well? Certainly, that's true. I mean, it's just as true as there have been some people in other professions that don't make as much money as they probably should and are worth. However, there's a disconnect here that we're not understanding that God will take care and provide what we need. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that if I will sacrifice and go and study and learn how to be a preacher, that the time comes to a close, now I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do next, do we really believe that God will allow us to be poor and not taken care of? Do we really believe that God will make an exception for you, that you won't be taken care of, you won't be preserved and held up? But sometimes we hold to that idea of, well, I make a good living now, so I can't go and sacrifice. I'd love to preach, but I can't do that because, well, you know, I got to make money. I've been a gospel preacher since I was 18 years old, as far as quote unquote, you know, preaching in any capacity. I've been a full-time preacher as far as somebody that their main job has basically been to go and preach the gospel since I was 20 years old. I'm now 30, and I can tell you, God has provided for me. I'm not trying to say that I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams, but I am telling you, I've never worried that I wouldn't be able to feed my children. I've never worried that I wouldn't be able to take care of the bills. I've never worried that I wouldn't be able to fill in the blank. Okay? That's something that we need to think about. In the case of Sardis, they were worshiping their own past, more concerned with some externals than the spiritual. They literally loved system more than Christ, the material over the spiritual. And if you think about it, is that not a problem that we have today too? We can't look to the future because we're too stuck in the present, or we're too stuck in what we've been doing for so long, and that's what's most important, so we can't change anything. Come on. Really? We know better, don't we? Brethren, the church is not going to have preachers without men that will dedicate their lives to preaching. And if we have people who refuse to do that, what is Satan thinking? Then guess what? You can have the church, that's fine. But let's make sure that there's no one that can faithfully preach the word of God. Let's make sure there's nobody who is able to be the preacher. Am I saying that you have to have an education to be a preacher? Certainly not. We know that there are people that have gone and preached without it. But I am going to tell you, it would be wise to have one, because when you look at the apostles and the disciples, they studied under Jesus for 3 years. We know in the Old Testament, there's a school of the prophets. We also know that Paul himself was trained and given the information needed and the training necessary to go and do the work that he did. It is important for us to realize there's a value in training to preach. But if Satan can keep people from wanting to preach, he can keep churches from being able to potentially reach their fullest potential. Because they won't have a set of preachers who can train and teach and preach. We need that. Sardis valued their own past more than their present and even their future state. And it's why they were told, remember therefore how you've received and heard, hold fast and repent. If you won't watch, I'll come upon you as a thief. You won't know the hour. And guess what will happen? Your name will be blotted out of the book of life. Well, this, he doesn't say that, but he does say this. Verse 5, he who overcomes stops doing what he's been doing and overcomes all of the snares and all of the temptations and trials and roots that are trying to trip you. He who overcomes will be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, which means those who don't will be blotted out. Finally, number 4. Are we the remnant? Remember, the church wasn't commended in verse 4, but a few were commended. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy, walking worthy among the dead. Overcoming is part of being that remnant. Doing what we know is right, doing what we know needs to be done, we have to overcome. And I am reminded so much, as you and I think about these text takeaways with the church at Sardis, that we probably have tons of congregations that fit this same bill, where there's a remnant there that are still doing what's right, still faithfully following, still trying as much as possible, and we need to be praying for them. Brethren, friends, are we the remnant? Are we the ones that God will call home? Or are we the many who rest on the laurels of having a name that is known and people know who you are, but God doesn't? I'll say this and then we'll close, because it's almost been 3 minutes longer than I intended this to be. There are preachers and people, elders, deacons, members, and just regular people too that are not even in the church, who care so much about how many social media followers they get, how many funerals they get to do, how many sermons they get to preach, how many gospel meetings they hold, how many young people look up to them and, oh, I trained them and they're so wonderful. They're more concerned about that and being known by all of these people than being known by the very one that will judge them on the day of judgment. And those people on judgment day will not get to call all of those up that know their name and know who they are and say, they'll vouch for me. Because even if they would, it wouldn't matter. Christ won't vouch for them. We need to be careful that we are the remnant that God would have us to be, and that we care more about knowing him and him knowing us than anything else. Next week, we're starting our next to last, our penultimate church, as far as these seven churches, Philadelphia. We have Philadelphia, Laodicea, and then to the church today. By the way, May 29th will be Far Better's 150th episode. That is crazy to think. And we'll have some big news in Season 8 that we think all of you will be interested in listening to. So don't forget to continue to subscribe, leave a rating and a review. And let's all remember to please God now so that our eternity can be far better.